Caravans of thousands of Central American migrants are crossing Mexico on their way to the American dream. But the Mexican government is trying to stop them and sending many back to their homelands. Is Mexico still honoring its open-door policy to refugees or following instructions from Washington? From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
In 2018, a migrant caravan forced its way into Mexico through the Guatemala border. Authorities allowed them to reach the U.S. border while providing them with food, medical attention, and shelter in cities like Mexico City. Since then, migrants coming from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala have organized in large groups across Mexico. Here, the laws allow transitory migrants to pass through and offers refugees a chance to legally settle.
México tiene una de las posiciones más generosas del mundo respecto a los migrantes que vienen a nuestro país.
That's Marcelo Ebrard, Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Affairs. He says his country is among the most generous in the world regarding immigration, but his government, led by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador for more than a year, is being questioned by human rights organizations and even by politicians from his own party. Last year, López Obrador ordered the newly created National Guard to start patrolling the Guatemala border. This week, there were confrontations between members of the caravans and the National Guard at the border between Tecunumán, Guatemala, with Ciudad Hidalgo, Mexico. Videos show some migrants and soldiers throwing rocks at each other.
Si alguien está buscando violencia en México, no la va a encontrar por parte de las autoridades.
Ebrard says anyone from the caravan trying to ignite violence in Mexico will fail. He says no one from the government will abuse its power. But some experts and critics say the National Guard's duties as Border Patrol agents are unconstitutional and against international treaties. Olga Sánchez Cordero, the Mexican Secretary of State, disagrees.
México fue uno de los primeros países que suscribió el Pacto de Marrakech.
Sánchez Cordero says Mexico was one of the first nations to sign the Marrakech Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration, which guarantees protection to refugees and migrants, and says Mexico still honors it.
La migración tiene que ser ordenada, tiene que ser segura, y tiene que ser regular.
Cordero says that the agreement and domestic laws establish that migrations need to be organized, safe, and regular, and that Mexico follows those principles. But not everyone agrees, accusing López Obrador of being too tough against migrants and for allowing pressure from Washington.
He does not care about the Mexican, he doesn't care about the Central Americans, and he definitely does not care about the laws. And he's helping Donald Trump get reelected. He's helping Donald Trump look good.
That's migrants' rights activist Irineo Mujica, leader of the nonprofit Pueblos Sin Fronteras. He has worked at the Arizona-Mexico border and with previous migrant caravans. And now he's traveling back to the southern border of Mexico, where many are stranded.
You know, I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. I don't see that these migrants actually has a chance. But I do see that what we are doing to Central America is devastating Central America.
The Mexican government says at least 2,400 migrants have entered through the southern border since last weekend. Some are requesting asylum, while more than 1,000 have been returned to their countries. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.